Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can you please share your Bears season record? Official mark. Who will be their team MVP and include a star projection from the other side of the ball, please?
Yeah, I think it's harder to find the MVP than it is to figure out the record. I'm going with 9-8. I think they're going to have a winning record. I think that they are taking a step forward, but I don't think they're there yet in terms of, you know, 9-8 can get you in the playoffs, but I'm not sure it will this year. And I think the problem is that there were other teams in the division. It's not that they're not a winning team. So I think the program turns a corner, and I think that's due to the improvements on their offense. But if I've got to pick an MVP, I'm going to go with Montez Sweat. Just because I don't think they have anybody like him. I don't think there's anybody else. And I feel like there are a lot of players that potentially could be the MVP of their offense, including the quarterback. And that is just kind of the way I look at it. If I had to choose someone on the opposite side of the ball, I just think Sweat is going to get 10-plus sacks, and it's going to be a very valuable thing. And beware the closer, as we say in horse racing. This is a guy that will be relied upon to make big plays when the games are close, and I would imagine a lot of games will be close. And I'll go with Sweat as the MVP, and I'll take DJ Moore. I'll kind of follow last year's blueprint in picking my offensive star player.
Our guy, DJ Moore, 8 o'clock after Bears games the next day. All right, so, and I've got the paper in my hand right here. Did my research, had it all written out, wins, losses, week one, blah, blah, blah. Then, after hearing the Bill Belichick audio, I went from 12-5 to 11-6.
Really?
Yes.
You are that swayed by Bill Belichick's opinion of the Bears. I think
if you're going to take advice from somebody, that would be the guy that I would take advice from.
How much do you think he's watched the Bears this preseason? Just curious.
Enough, because I think they're such a big story after you get past the obvious that's nonstop influence. Jets, that's Cowboys, influence. Chiefs banter. So I've got it at 11-6. It may be this again. I know I'm already crazy because I went 11-6 and I had a 12-5 half an hour ago. What am I missing? Why are we not talking more? And I mean, not just us, and in general. I think the MVP, because you have the rookie quarterback, I think he's going to be, and I think he needs to be, it's DeAndre Swift. We don't seem to talk much about the Bears running game, just because we're so Caleb fascinated. And I think he's going to try to throw the ball, and then, oh, there's DeAndre Swift. He's going to try to throw, oh, there's DeAndre. I think DeAndre Swift is the guy.
I'll answer that question just by saying that I haven't seen him play at all. It's hard to pick him as an MVP. I understand what you're saying about the running back position. It's also one of the most battered positions in football.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't know if he's going to be holding up all year long or how they're going to use him. I think it's a fair question, Dustin, but that would be my answer.
Yeah, so I've got DeAndre Swift as the MVP, and on the other side of the ball, I believe Jalen Johnson is not only going to talk the talk, but walk the walk and shut down the other team's best wide receiver.
Yeah, I like that as a star projection. He is a star already, but he's going to get even brighter this year, right? It's going to be
brighter, yes.
All right. I think the Bears are 9-8. They're going to win more than they lose. They will win. We'll get to what happens Sunday, but this will be a game they have to win to get off to the type of start that continues this conversation and the progress that the preseason and offseason represented. This is going to be a big year at Halas Hall because it's year three for everybody except for Caleb Williams, and he is their most valuable player. We talked about that earlier in the week, the most indispensable Bear, which is essentially the most valuable Bear. It's either or. You can make the argument for Montez Sweat, who I think the entire offseason and last year I think was the most indispensable Bear, and it's a good argument to make now. But I do think that Caleb Williams, the drop-off between him and who's his replacement is and Sweat and what they could do without him is greater. So you can't lose your quarterback. And I think he's going to play and flash and do the kinds of things that make it obvious that by mid-season, you're going to make your prediction based on how well you think Caleb Williams is going to play. And I think he's going to play very well this year, and I think he's their most valuable player. Star projection on the other side of the ball then would be defense. This is the year that, yeah, Jalen Johnson establishes himself as an elite cover cornerback. Montez Sweat is a double-digit sack guy. But the projected star, who isn't necessarily recognized as one just now, is Kyler Gordon. He is going to be somebody that, if he can stay on the field, will be as versatile and as valuable as any member of that secondary because of his ability to get to the quarterback, create takeaways, and do whatever you ask him to do. He is going to be the guy that I think emerges more than any other person in that secondary.
Can I ask Dustin a quick question? What was your record last year?
Brandon probably has it. I think I said, did I say 10 or 11? And the Ngakoue guy swayed it up one when Coach Wanstead, the sign of
and you went 12
that Yake guy, as Dave Wanstead would say, was worth another win. So if I had 11, that means now I have to have 12. I don't need Yannick. I'll take Yannick.
Yeah.
Bears win 12 games.
What did Belichick think of Ngakoue?
And that's the big question.
That's the voice of Brad Biggs. That's the voice we need right now. It's 7 o'clock, Biggs time, with the official pick. He will have a pick today, David. I know you put him on his heels yesterday asking for a prediction.
God, sorry about that. God forbid.
Whatever. It's not uncommon for coaches to receive contract extensions after winning seasons if they've been somewhere two or more seasons, with Mike McDaniel in Miami as the latest example. So consider this. Is Matt Eberflus with the Bears brace for a breakthrough closer to getting a contract extension in January or getting fired as he begins his third season?
Well, Matt Eberflus isn't Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel has 20 victories, I think, in two seasons. And he's definitely deserving of the contract extension he received. The point of his, I think, you look at that, this is when regimes make decisions. Ryan Poles invested in Matt Eberflus last January, and he explained in various interviews this preseason why he did that, what he valued. Didn't understand why the one-loss record is attached to the coach but not the GM. All the things that he did to try to paint Matt Eberflus in a favorable light, almost to the point where if the Bears do what we're saying, we're all saying they're going to do, win more than they lose, finish the season with the arrow pointing up, then the answer to this question, as absurd as it might sound to some people, is he's closer to a contract extension than he is getting fired. Because at the end of this, they're going to want to point to something and to secure the future, and they already have the quarterback and they have a lot of things in place. And if the arrow's pointing up with the contract not being an urgent issue, it will represent a reward for a job well done. And if they win more than they lose, he will have done his job well. So I think that you could, under that context, look at it as, yeah, that could be at the other end of the season here, at the other side of the equation. We're starting this weekend. When it ends, if they are 9-8, if they are 11-6, Plush is going to be here a while.
Well, I do think this is very interesting. I think it's something that's going to get talked about a whole lot. And it's funny, just based on, like, you know, we were giving our projections for the season, and a 317 texter right off the bat, Bears finish 7-10 and Flus gets fired after week 6. Okay. So, but here's what I think is interesting. So you guys have 9 wins. I have 11. I think if the Bears have 11 wins, there's no question that Matt Eberflus is not only coming back, but he's getting a new contract. But if he's 9-8, because I think expectations are so high, and because I think the president had nothing to do with Matt Eberflus, or Ryan Poles, for that matter, as his selections, I think if they're 9-8, and if they're 9-8 because the defense can't hold on to cover 24 points, and they're losing like 30-24, 28-24, things like that, and Flus is in charge of the defense, I think 9-8, Matt Eberflus might be shown the door at 9-8, because I think that's how high the expectation. If the offense is clicking and the defense does not click, I think you could see Eberflus out the door, even with a winning record.
You get what you earn. So if Matt Eberflus does well this season, then yeah, he'll be here for a while and he'll get his extension. He has one foot on the grave and one foot on a banana peel as far as last year was concerned. They may have felt like they did well, but they won 7 games and they lost double digits. So that can't happen again. And frankly, 9-8, it's interesting, Dustin. I don't think he gets fired, but I don't know that he gets extended. I think that the Bears have a chance to have a good year here, and they've got a lot of things in their favor, and I think the vibe seems really good, but it wasn't very long ago that there was a question as to whether or not he was going to survive. So I think he looks – he kind of has the – he's got the Velus Jones thing going, right, where the general manager wants him and is going to pump a fist if he makes the team, but he's going to need a lot of people on board if things go wrong. So he will be here, and hopefully they'll be winning, and the question will answer itself. But if they don't have a winning season, God forbid, then I don't know how he comes back. And then you're talking about trying to restart things, and it would be the worst case scenario. But I don't know that they're getting the extension papers ready yet.
Yes. Hey, well, here's another question.
Mark Grody, it's Grody time. Today it'll be at 9. Grody will be a fixture here on Fridays with Mully and Haw. Do you believe Nate Davis is the weak link on the Bears offensive line? What about Coleman Shelton? Is there another candidate you would nominate, and how will the group play this season?
You know, offensive lines are very interesting because sometimes the collective is better than the individuals. I think they've been together. I think they can play together. We talked about what they've shopped out, what they haven't shopped out. I'm not going to argue that Nate Davis is the weak link. It probably is Coleman Shelton, but I think that, you know, you just want guys to be healthy, and that is going to determine the future of different players, including Tevin Jenkins. I think he could be in line for a contract extension. You heard the general manager say they'd like to do that, but they got to see him stay healthy. I don't know about Braxton Jones. It's a big year for him. He needs to take yet another step to hold off Amagaji, who is a third-round pick, and he's a fifth-round pick, and I know they put a lot of time and investment in him. But I think the offensive line kind of gets beaten up in Chicago because we don't have a lot of other things to do. To me, it's just a question of whether or not they're healthy. As long as they're all able to play, I think the offensive line will do fine.
Well, one of the positives from the Bears injury report yesterday, that Ryan Bates was back. And, you know, we've talked about him quite a bit, and we've talked about the fact that Ryan Poles has been after him for a long, long time. So I wasn't impressed so far with Coleman Shelton, but again, limited reps. I get that. Nate Davis, I mean, if he's ever going to show up, you would think he took a lot of heat all offseason from the fans, deservedly so. And this is his former team, and they obviously didn't care about him, so they let him walk. If he doesn't show up, I think you might have a really quick hook for him, maybe even in game. If Ryan Bates is ready to go, but Ryan Bates is listed as the backup to Tevin Jenkins. Right. Is he prepared and good enough? And again, I don't, other than the whole you got to put your right hand down, left hand down thing, which is also stupid, but that's all another story. You know, he should be able to play both guard spots because he's an inside guy.
Tom Thayer would disagree with you.
On which part?
How easy it is to just play both sides. There's a difference in your stances. There's a difference
right.
in
but
the way
again,
that...
somebody needs to tell me why that became a thing.
Okay.
I mean, you never, if you played left guard, you didn't have to put your left hand down back in the day.
But there's a difference, though, just in terms of
yeah, but familiarity, I mean, he should, Ryan Bates should be right. good enough to do both. I'm saying, as bad as I think Nate Davis is,
right.
Yes, to answer, Nate Davis is the weak link.
I don't necessarily agree. I think that Coleman Shelton started 17 games last year for the Los Angeles Rams and 30 over the last two for a team that pretty good offense.
With all due respect, they have been like scrambling for a center for a long time. He took the job of a local guy, Allen, one of the Allen brothers from Hinsdale Central.
With all due respect, he started 30 games in the last 2 years. You don't just plug somebody in there because it's the best available option. You would replace him after somewhere along the line. 17 straight games.
The Rams last ran the ball well when?
I don't know because I don't watch a lot of Rams tape, Dustin. You have to ask Belichick for that. Is that my bell?
No, he keeps going. I took 40 of his minutes.
Coleman Shelton, I think, will be fine. We'll see. Ryan Bates is there if he's not. I look at Nate Davis as the guy that can do the job at a high level because that's why he's here. He did the job at a high level for the team they're playing Sunday. They guaranteed him $30 million, and then all of a sudden he got average and disinterested. He's got to be motivated to play, but I don't consider that. That's a weak link. That's also, you got to find your coaches and rely on your coaches to get through to players like that, to get the most out of their potential. If you're looking at it just skill set and people you trust, the weakest link, the guy I have the most questions about, is the left tackle. I think Braxton Jones has been serviceable. I think he's been okay. I don't think he's the kind of guy that you look at and you say he can't be replaced. Nobody on this offensive line, short of Darnell Wright and Tevin Jenkins, are guys you look at, they can't be replaced this year. I think Jenkins and Wright are your two best offensive linemen and the guys you're going to count on the most. Braxton Jones, he doesn't have immediate threat to his job, but they sent him a message, I think, by drafting a tackle in the third round from Yale. So he would be my weakest link. I'm not as concerned about Coleman Shelton and Ryan Bates backing up at left or right guard, depending on what hand he puts down. Not a huge worry for me.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, my God. What a question. What a question.
That's the voice of Joe Fortenbaugh. You will see him on Twitch. Get the pencil and paper out. That's at 7:40 this morning. True or false, the Bears will win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. Defend and or explain your answer, please.
I think that's a true statement. The Bears will win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. With Caleb Williams as a quarterback, if he can stay healthy, if they can continue to build on this defense, if they can, there's a lot of ifs. There's a lot of things that have to go their way. But if I'm having to check a box, yes or no, I think they can win a Super Bowl. Saying they can and saying they will, I don't think we're in the guaranteeing anything is dangerous. And I think as part of maybe sitting behind a microphone for 4 hours, you get a little carried away. We're all carried away. I think most of us are carried away with what the Bears are capable of this season. But when you look ahead, I do think it's conceivable that they are going to be in a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. And if you're in a Super Bowl, you can win it. If you're in the Super Bowl and you win the NFC, you can win the Super Bowl. So in that context, under those parameters, yeah, I think they're going to be there. And then they're going to do that. And it's going to be because of number 18.
I think the second set of parameters you put in there makes it an easier question. I think the NFC is a gettable as things can be in the NFL division and conference compared to the AFC football conference, right? The AFC is much better top to bottom. So I do think the Bears can get there. And again, once you get there, anything is possible. So I'd answer yes.
Well, I really love this question because it's really just about the quarterback. It's about how good the quarterback is. And I'm going to have to say no, because I'll tell you, I was watching the game last night, and this is what I was thinking about. The Chiefs have 8 of their 11 players on offense that were drafted players by the Chiefs. They have 9 of their 11 starters on defense drafted by the Chiefs. The Ravens, 10 of their 11 offensive players drafted by the Ravens. King Henry stands alone. 9 of their 11 defensive players drafted by the Ravens. So that's 17 of 22 for the Chiefs and 19 of 22 for the Ravens. The Bears have 5 offensive players they've drafted and 5 defensive starters. That's 10 of 22. So all I'm saying, all that tells you is that if you have the right quarterback, then you have to win in the first 4 years. It's really not a 5-year question because he starts getting paid in the 5th year.
Mm-hmm.
So do we think they're good enough drafting and they're making the right decisions drafting? And this is not an insult to anyone, but are they going to be able to win once they pay the quarterback? So to me, it's kind of a question about the next 4 years. Are they going to win a Super Bowl in the next 4 years? And I think Mahomes is going to probably win one or two in that time frame. And I just don't know that I believe in the franchise enough, the coach and the ownership. And I think that general manager has shown some good things. But I don't know that I believe they're going to win a Super Bowl in the next 4 years, and it's hard for me to make that prediction based on the fact that they're eventually going to have to pay the quarterback, and that's going to change the way that they build their team.
Boy, that's a good question.
That is the voice of Ron Coomer. He's here at 8. Anthony Rizzo returns for the first time since his trade in 2021. Rizzo has the most emotional attachment to the Cubs organization compared to the other ex-Cubs of the 2016 World Championship. Is he the Cub most likely to be cast in bronze from that team?
You know, Anthony Rizzo has had a great career, is a really good player, and he's the Hall of Very Good. I do not believe that his numbers will hold up as Hall of Fame numbers. And unless things change a little bit in the way we view it, then no, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
Well, he's not a Hall of Famer, but is he a Cubs Hall of Famer, David? Probably.
Yeah, of course.
Probably he's a Cubs Hall of Famer. Yeah. I think he is part of a future bronze statue that includes Joe Maddon and Chris Bryant, and potentially like Bryant to Rizzo, like somehow like capturing it. It's a pretty big piece of bronze.
It's a big statue,
right?
You need the Sports Illustrated cover,
right?
That celebration.
Yeah, I think
that's the statue.
So standalone, no shot.
No, I think that when you build the statue or the shrine to the 2016 Cubs, it's that moment. It's the smirk on Chris Bryant's face and Anthony Rizzo getting ready to put the ball in his back pocket and bedlam on the pitcher's mound. Yeah, whatever that was, however you remember it, that's the statue. And he's part of it. He's in the center of it, as he should be. He's not going to the Hall of Fame, not in Cooperstown. He will be in the Cubs Hall of Fame. I think Bruce would like to put him there Sunday. I think definitely he's the guy that you're waiting for at future reunions to speak last. He's the guy that represents, I think, as much as anybody. When you see his face, you think of 2016. KB was on that path. Javi was exciting. All of the things about all the guys. You couldn't have done it without Jake Arrieta. Kyle Hendricks is still here. Yes, Joe Maddon deserves his due, but it's all about Anthony Rizzo when you're talking about the player that represents 2016 the most. He will have a statue at some point. It'll be part of a celebration cast in bronze at Clark and Addison, and I'm looking forward to seeing how, not only how he handles the tribute, but the tribute itself.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
There is college football as well this weekend, even though the NFL is back. What college football game do you consider must-see this weekend? Do you have a pick or rooting interest in the Texas at Michigan game? And is there a team you are interested in because of a poor or excellent performance in week number one?
I think that I'm looking forward to Northwestern Duke tonight. I want to see David Braun go 2-0. I'd like to see Duke struggle on the lakefront, Friday night lights or not. I don't like them playing on Friday night, but I do think that the venue is cool. Go Cats. Tomorrow, I'm fascinated by Northern Illinois going into Notre Dame Stadium and getting that experience. That's going to be a blowout. But anybody who's played in the MAC and gets an opportunity to play in a place like that, that's cool for those student-athletes and those players. But Notre Dame's going to roll. The game I'm looking forward to the most is probably one that's not on our radar, but Colorado-Nebraska.
That's mine. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Shadur against Raiola.
Dylan Raiola, yeah. Shadur Sanders, battle of the quarterbacks. In Colorado, Nebraska used to be the game reserved for the Friday after Thanksgiving back in the Big Eight, and that was a great matchup and rivalry. As for Michigan and Texas, I don't have much interest in Texas football. Go Maize and Blue.
Well, you'll never hear me say go Maize and Blue. I'll make it a three-peat. My game is also Colorado, Nebraska. That's going to be an NBC game.
Wow.
6:30 kick So if you're having any cable issues like Mully and I are having, you know that you will get NBC because you got to watch Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football hanging in the balance. A former teammate of ours here at The Score and good guy, Andy Garcia, the voice of Northern Illinois football. So pretty cool for him. Second game he's calling in a full-time role and gets to call it from South Bend. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Any broadcaster who gets to go in, let alone a Mac football player, that's a pretty cool experience. So good luck to Andy from that standpoint. I mean, Texas, Michigan, you're talking about, you know, blue bloods, right? I mean, all the, you know, the Big Noon kickoff, College Game Day is going to be there. The celebrity guest picker is the former gold medal swimmer. I always like that. I think the one of the best things the Four Letter Network does is their college football pregame show. Okay, they really do. It's very entertaining and very informative. Nick Saban now a big part of that. And Mully, how about Florida? They're changing their quarterback. He got a concussion, so they've got a 5-star true freshman playing quarterback. So that's pretty interesting. Like, that's something to look at. But the game of the week, without a doubt, to me. I mean, Dominic Rigoli, wasn't he a guest on the show at the Super Bowl, him and his dad, right? Before he made his decision, he came on the show. They were out at Radio Row. And the guy, like, he looks like Patrick Mahomes. Like, they look like twins. They have, like, the same dad bod. They have, like, the same haircut. They wear the same sunglasses. That's the game I want to see.
Yeah, I think that's the best game this week, and I think it's going to be a real fun one because of what David said. It's a traditional game. I know that we don't watch it in the Big Ten, but now the Big Ten represented in that game, which is hilarious. I also want to see Oregon play. I think they're playing, Boise State? And I think Oregon wins, and it's not a problem. I just want to see how they look.
The win and drop in the polls.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did win, yeah. And they dropped in the polls because they were less than impressive. Yep. They didn't win well enough. I just want to know if that's going to be something that they try to improve upon, just from a Big Ten standpoint. I'm curious about that. I do have a rooting interest in Texas, Michigan, and I'd love to see Michigan win that game. I'd love to see him win that game in the Big House. I don't know if they can. I think it'll be, we'll learn a lot about Texas, and that's a team that a lot of people think can be vying for a championship. So I think that's a really interesting game, and I'll be watching that. I feel like the Notre Dame Northern Illinois game is the sort of thing you tune into and check the score, or you begin to watch and then the route starts and you turn it off.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I will commit to spending a lot of time on that game, but I always do check in on Notre Dame because my brothers went there and we talk about it every once in a while. But I'm very curious to get a look at Dylan Raiola. I think that'll be really cool.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.